Hello, Raider Nation. I'm Jeanette Thompson. Welcome to Behind the Shield. It's the day when we check in with host of the Raiders Report, JT the Brick, so he can preview our upcoming game against the Cleveland Browns.
Thanks, Jeanette. The Silver and Black return home for three consecutive games. This is what the Raiders have been waiting for as they take on the 3-8 Cleveland Browns. But I think Cleveland's better than their record. They're coming off what felt like their Super Bowl as they beat the Pittsburgh Steelers at home. And on top of that, they had eight turnovers in that game. After the game, head coach Pat Shurmur talked to the team and congratulated the rookies on being 1-0 against the Steelers. You want to talk about a team that's got momentum? That was the game they wanted, and now they come into Oakland feeling that they can beat anybody. The Raiders must start quick in this game. No more slow starts, not getting to halftime to make adjustments. The Raiders got to jump on Cleveland early in this game. And I think it's critical for the Raider offensive line to do a better job at pass protecting. Establish the pocket for Carson Palmer so he can set his feet and throw deep downfield. When he's got that pocket, he's almost automatically going to throw for 300 yards. That wasn't the case last Sunday in the loss to the Bengals. And the Raiders have to do a better job on defense at the point of attack. The defensive line and the linebackers got to shed blocks and make better tackles. Dennis Allen talked about tackling all week long leading up to this game. So the safeties got to come up in the box and make plays, and they got to make sure that receivers don't get open deep downfield, especially in double coverage. The scheme in this game is critical because I think the Raiders got to start quickly, got to get the crowd in the game and make sure Cleveland understands that this is going to be an unbelievable contest in Oakland. Now, looking back at the Raiders, they've been banged up at the running back position. I love the play of Marcel Reese. He wants the ball more. He can run it on the ground, and he's a great weapon out of the backfield. And Jeanette, your conversation with Jeremy Stewart will be featured on the Raiders Report this week, and he stepped up and did a nice job as Darren McFadden and Mike Goodson couldn't go in Cincinnati. Now, this is a pride game. The Raiders need a win, and they got to get the win in front of their home fans. And the way they're going to do it is by playing all three phases of the game at a very high level. Coach Allen talked about that, getting everybody together on the same page and playing hard right out of the gate. And this is important because this is a Cleveland team that has 28 sacks this year. With the turnover differential at +8, they are swarming. They are tackling together, and they're turning the ball over and shortening the field for their quarterbacks. We'll see if Brandon Whedon can go coming off the concussion. If not, Colt McCoy will be the quarterback, and he's proven that he can play in this league. Also, Jeanette, this will be Sebastian Janikowski's 200th game for the Silver and Black. Think about that career, and there's so many years left. Already 12 seasons leading the Raiders in scoring, and when he retires, he'll go down in history as one of the greatest kickers in the history of the NFL. Jeanette, I'm looking for a win. I know you are, and the Raider fans, Dennis Allen understands this. The Raiders are looking to bounce back and get on a run at the O.co Coliseum. Back to you.
Thanks, JT. Raider fans, we need you more than ever right now. And we've got some fantastic ticket opportunities for you to be in the stands this Sunday. All you have to do is go to tickets right above my head here at Raiders.com or call 1-800-RAIDERS for more details. Thanks for watching this edition of Behind the Shield. Until next time, I'm Jeanette Thompson. Have a great day.